Lord. Thank you, Lord. I tell you what a choice of songs this morning. I tell you that and y'all heard John quote me before, if I don't light your fire this morning, your wood's all wet, okay? Those kinds of things that are in those, that kind of songs, just regardless of the music, just listen to the words. Words are everything. They mean everything. How we say them, when we say them, and about whom that we say them.
Brother Tom, I got a gift for you.
I don't know, is it my size?
It's a gift.
Well, is it a personal gift?
It's a personal gift.
It's a personal gift. What, is it my color?
I don't know, it's a gift.
Well, I don't know if I don't know what it is, I don't know if I want it.
It's a free gift.
It's a free personal gift.
Free personal gift.
Okay, well, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, John. God bless you, brother. I tell you what, you know, I'm going to show you what's in the bag here in just a minute. You ever had a personalized gift? I mean, a gift from someone who actually thought about you when they got that gift. A gift that would mean something to you all the days of your life. You would never forget where that gift came from. That gift would mean so much that you would put it out for all to see. Something that you would be proud of. Something that would mean something to you, whether it meant something to anyone else at all. You ever had that happen? You see, all too often, we buy a gift just to be given something. Without ever thinking about that person, their likes, their dislikes, the things that make them happy, the things that will mean something to them in the future. You ever received a gift like that? You see, if you do not receive those gifts, as I reluctantly receive this gift, that's a perfect picture of us before we know Jesus Christ. He has this perfect gift to give to each and every one of us. God gave us that gift. But you see, until you receive it, it does you no good. Until you receive it, you can never use it. Until you receive it, you won't know what it can do for you. You see, let me ask you a question. If you believe in the Lord God Almighty, if you believe in the blood of Jesus Christ, if you believe in His mercy, His grace, His tenderness, have you really received it? You see, at one point in my life, I threw up my hands. I surrender, Lord. Anybody ever been there? I surrender, Lord. I surrender everything about me. Help me. Help me to surrender everything about me. And then when you get into His Word, then you figure out that you should be receiving from Him, for you are now a part of His family. You are a part of Him. You are a part that mattered so much to Him that He gave that part for each of us. God the Father gave God the Son, who died on the cross that we might live. Man, you can't get a better gift than that. You can't get a more personalized gift. A gift that He thought about. Something that He cared about. Something that meant something to Him. And He thought about you as He gave it. Have you received it? Have you received it in the light in which it was given? You see, to customize a gift, to personalize a gift, you got to think about it. You got to think about that person. You got to think about who they are. I don't know about y'all, but I don't know why he gave a gift to me. Because I definitely wasn't worthy of it. I didn't deserve it. But one day he arrested me with his love and he carried me away with his presence. Well, I'm going to tell you what, when that happens to you, you can't help but surrender. When you get arrested by his love and carried away by his presence, he becomes everything to you. Everything. You see, the atmosphere that God walks in, that's the atmosphere I want to breathe in. I want to breathe in that oxygen of that heavenly presence. How about you? You like breathing in that pure oxygen of heaven? I'm going to tell you what, when you get into his presence, and I'm talking about being lost in his presence, I'm talking about feeling the goosebumps on top of the goosebumps. I'm talking about the hair standing up on the back of your neck. I'm talking about those times when everything becomes pure. And you know that you stand before a holy God. You'll know that he had you in mind when he gave the most precious thing that he had, his only son. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. I'm tell you what, I love that song. You talk about speak volumes to you. In this world we live in today, with the lies and deceit on every corner, with deception in every voice over that one-eyed monster they call the TV, every word embellished, every word turned upside down, every word shaded. There's only one that you can believe in, and that's the God of this word. That's the only word. But because he lives, and he does live, sitting at the right hand of the Father, forever making intercession for us, forever our advocate before the God the Father, today, not yesterday, today. Tomorrow, he'll be the same, won't he, Tommy? Tomorrow, he'll still be at the right hand of the Father. He'll still be making intercession for you and me. He will still be our advocate. He'll still be the one that you can always depend upon. Because, you see, our God cannot fail. That's one thing that God can't do. Y'all know that, don't you? God can't fail. People always talk about God can do anything. Well, I found one thing he can't do, and he can't fail. He cannot fail. Man, how awesome is that? How awesome is it to serve the Creator of the universe? There's guys walking around today think that they created something. When all they did was take creation and make something with a mixture of his creation. They're doing something with this, what he gave them. There's nothing new. Although it can be new to you or it can be new to me. You see, no matter what comes, we need to stand up for Jesus Christ. He stood up for us when it mattered the most. He could have not gone, you know. But he did. Thank God. Thank God that the gift chose to be on the cross. Thank God that that gift, that personalized gift, chose to die for each one of us, to shed his blood. That personalized gift of Jesus Christ. You see, he had you in mind because he says he knows everything about us even before we was born from the foundations of the world. I don't know about y'all, but if I'd have known everything about me and I was God, I wouldn't have had nothing to do with me. But that's where God's unconditional love comes in. He loves us in spite of that. But you see, you have to receive it. You have to receive Him. You have to receive that blood of Him. You have to receive that pardon that we just sang about. You have to receive it. Once you have received it and it's firmly rooted and ingrained in you, you won't want anything else. You won't want something more of the world. In fact, you'll want less of the world and more of Him. That gift of Jesus Christ, quite plainly, and you've heard me say it before, is simply out of this world. It's called eternal life. Eternal life. The gift of the Father to each one of us. Let me ask y'all a question. Anybody here know the way home? Who knows the way home? The cross. The cross. The cross is to the way home. That's it. The cross is the only way home. The cross is the only way to eternal glory. The cross is the only way to the God the Father through His Son. No one comes to the Father except through the Son. No one is good enough. No one can be good enough. No one can do enough. Only by His blood. What a gift. What a gift. You know, this is a nice, pretty gift. By the way, the box is empty. Because you see, Jesus ain't in the tomb no more. Aren't you proud of that? He ain't still hanging on the cross. He ain't still a body laying in the ground. He's at home with the Father. He's at home with the Father. We serve a risen Savior. You know, every Sunday we come together is a resurrection Sunday. Every Sunday. Every Sunday, the first day of the week. I told y'all before, when they change the calendars and Sunday ain't first day of the week, I'm going to throw the calendars away. Because Sunday is the first day of the week. That's resurrection Sunday. Said He arose on the first day of the week. We celebrate Him every Sunday, our risen Savior. We receive Him. We receive Him not just as Savior, but as a Spirit that comes to live within us, that chases the old out. Some of y'all were sitting in one of Brother Paul Cherry's revival services down at Point Blank First Baptist, and he was talking about a palm tree in Scripture. And he was talking about how this palm tree is different from any other tree. That the palm tree grows from the center and pushes the old out. The new is always pushing the old out. What a picture of how we should be when we put on the Lord Jesus Christ, that the new should be pushing the old away. That there's only the new left. The old is sloughing off on the outside. He talked about the resiliency of the palm tree. Though the winds and the waves came, that palm tree could lay flat down in them hurricanes and them monsoons. And then after it was all said and done, would stand up. How it would bear fruit for 200 years. What a gift that God has given us. What a gift. Have you received Him in that manner? Have you received Him where He is your all in all? He is your everything. He is your thoughts every morning when you wake up. He is your dreams every night when you go to bed. Are you all in for Him? Because you see, He was all in for you. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Do we live only for him? Because he died for us? You see, you're the ones that got to answer that question, not me. I have to answer it for me. But you're the only one that can answer those questions for yourself. Because you see, in the end, he is all that matters. He is all that matters. Let me tell you what, folks. You know, I turned 75 in April, and I'm just a baby compared to eternity. And that's where I want to go, is live for eternity in heaven. By the way, hell is eternal also. You don't want to go there. You know, I told y'all about that sign that I saw. It said, if you'll follow Jesus, you can beat the heat. If you'll follow Jesus, you can beat the heat. Because I'm going to tell you what, there ain't but two alternatives. And you have to choose which one. We can't choose it for you. My wife can't choose it for me. I can't choose it for her. She can tell me about it. And she's been telling me about it a long time, actually. Way long time before I got saved. She didn't ever give up. God did. Yeah, thank God. You know, God never gave up. She never gave up. Praise the Lord for never giving up, huh? For never giving up. So the way of the cross is home. The way of the cross. Awesome way. It's a narrow way, though. Isn't that what the word says? It said, the way of the cross is a narrow way. The way to heaven is a narrow way. It's a straight way. In the King James, that's straight. It means difficult. It don't mean straight like an arrow. It means difficult at best. You see, there's stuff going to come against you regardless. Just because you get saved, just because you believe, just because you receive, doesn't mean stuff ain't going to fight you. Doesn't mean stuff ain't going to come against you. Everything seems to be falling apart around you. And by the way, the world is falling apart. Actually, it's falling into place, folks. Okay? Read your Bible. Meditate on it. Let Holy Spirit speak to you. And you'll see it's just falling in place. He didn't promise us it was going to be a wonderful time, regardless of what some preaching says. Everything is not love of God, okay? There's more wrath of God than there is love of God. But God loves us so much that he made a way for us to escape all of that junk. Will you receive it? Will you? Will you receive that today? You see, the gift is there. Gift. It was a gift to you. But you have to receive it to be able to use it. You have to receive it to experience it. And I'm going to tell you, when you really experience him, you will never be the same again. People wonder what you've been drinking. Tell them, I've been drinking from that living water. Woo! Man! What did he tell that woman at the well? Said, if you drank of this water, you wouldn't need to ask who I am. That living water that flows out of you, regardless of where you are or who's there. Man! You've been changed. Changed by the gift. Changed by the salvation. Changed by believing. Changed by receiving him. You've been changed. I'm going to tell you what, the people you hang out with, they're going to know you changed if you have. That's the truth. I guarantee you. I experienced that when I got saved. There are people I used to run with and Man, I'm going to tell you what. You tell them, hey, hold on a minute before you start anything. Let me tell you what happened to me March 7th, 1987 on a roof about 8 o'clock in the morning putting shingles on. Let me tell you what happened to me. My whole life changed. And so I would tell them my story, my witness, my testimony. And some of them, well, I ain't going to tell you what they said, but they walked off. Very few wanted to listen. Very few. You see, the Bible says there are many that are going the wrong way and a few are going the right way. How about being one of the few? Is that you? Are you one of the few? We're going to get to the message here in a minute. Jesus also has a gift for you. God the Father gave the gift of Jesus the Son, that if you believe and receive, then you have eternal life. You have salvation for your soul. By the way, old Apostle James, over in James 1:17, y'all know what that said, don't you? It says, every good and perfect gift comes from the Father of lights. Every good and perfect gift. Jesus was a good and perfect gift. Every good gift and perfect gift is from above, comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. He does not change his mind. What he said yesterday, he'll say today, and he'll say the same thing tomorrow. Can you receive it? Can you follow it? Once you learn the way, can you still walk in the way yesterday, today, and tomorrow? Will you? Will you? Will you make up your mind to have your mind made up that that's what you're going to do? You see, because it starts and ends right between our ears. It really does. You are who you think you are. After Jesus Christ has spoken to your life, you are born again, bought by the blood of the Lamb. That's who you are. So will you follow Him all the way? Will you take the gift and run with it and show other people your gift? Let me show you my gift. Let me show you the gift that changed my life. Do we do that? Have you done it? Will you do it? I'm going to tell you what, folks, you need to take the Word of God and set yourself on fire with it, and people will come watch you burn. They will come watch you burn because there's nothing like a friendly fire except when it's pointed at you. We're going to forget wartime friendly fire, okay? Friendly fire, fire that warms, fire that is secure, fire that makes things better, fire that will set you on fire to do His will. Personalized gift has just been given. And now the gift gives a gift. You all know that? The gift gives us a gift. But you see, you got to receive it. Turn over to Acts 19. Acts 19:2. The gift is going to give a gift. We'll just start at verse 1, 19:1. And it happened while Apollos was at Corinth that Paul, having passed through the upper regions, came to Ephesus and finding some disciples. Hey, he found some believers. He found some folks that knew who he was. And then he said, did you receive Holy Spirit when you believed? Did you receive Holy Spirit when you believed? That's a question I'm asking you. Did you receive Holy Spirit when you believed? Look at the scriptures. Look at the scriptures. So they said to him, we have not so much heard whether there is a Holy Spirit. Yet they believed. He said to them, into what then were you baptized? They said, into John. John indeed baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on him that would come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord, and Paul laid hands upon them, and Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke with other tongues and prophesied. Will you receive it? Will you receive this gift that has come through the gift? The gift of Jesus Christ has given you a gift. Will you receive it? You know, back over there in Mark 16, verse 15, I love it. Pay attention to the details in the Word of God. Pay attention to the details. We get a plan here. It's got details in it. Let's pay attention to the details. Mark 16. We're going to come back to 19 in a minute. Mark 16. I got it in here somewhere. There it is. Mark 16, verse 14, said, later they appeared to the he appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table. He rebuked them for their unbelief and hardness of heart. This is his disciples. Their unbelief and their hardness of heart. Guess what, folks? It can happen to you. You know, sometimes we forget. We forget. Maybe I'm the only one that has forgotten. Maybe none of y'all forget, but I'm going to tell you what, it's happened to me. I forget. I need to be reminded. Can I tell you what? Holy Spirit will remind you if you will allow Him. The gift has just given you a gift. Your helper, your comforter, the one who knows all things. We're going to get to that. I'm getting ahead. I've already been ahead. Because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. And he said to them, go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. Didn't leave the ants and the crickets and the grasshoppers out. Every one of them are included. Preach to them. You know, I've told you about some old-time preachers that I knew that when they knew they got called to preach, and they were just kids, you know, 8, 10, 12, 15 years old, and had no congregation, so they'd go out and stand on the stump and preach to the squirrels. You know, preach to the rabbits, preach to the possums and the coons that come by. They was called, and they knew it. And they went out and preached to every creature. Just like Jesus said, go preach to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. There's only two ways, them that believe and them that don't. There's no middle of the road in this, folks. There ain't no gray area. It's crystal clear. Crystal clear. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. That's exactly what old Paul was doing back over there in Acts 19. Casting out demons. He said, they will speak with new tongues. Them who believe. Will you receive it? You see, sometimes you've got to receive this word before you're going to receive the gift. You've got to believe this is the truth. You've got to believe that this is where it is for life and death. Right here. Right here. Right here in these words is life and death. Then he says, they will take up serpents, and if drink anything deadly, they will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Pay attention to the details. Pay attention. You see, these things need to be showing up in our lives. We believe and we have received this. It needs to show up in our lives. It needs to show up in our prayer time. It needs to show up in our teaching. It needs to show up in our witnessing. It needs to show up. Because what's in you, to coin an old country and western song, what's in you has got to come out. What's in you has got to come out. It says, from the abundance of our heart, our mouth will speak. What are you hiding in your heart? Do you hide Jesus in there? Because if you're hiding Jesus in there, he's going to come out of your mouth. That's what's going to happen. He's going to come out of your mouth. Not filth. Not lewdness. Not weirdness. Not sinful things. Jesus. The gift has given us a gift. The Holy Ghost. Well, I'm going to tell you what. There's just more here than you can cover in 2 hours. I'm not going to do that, I promise. Since you believed, have you received Him? Have you received Holy Spirit? You received Him. You see, there's evidence in the Word of God on that receiving. There's evidence. We look for evidence in a trial, don't we? We look for evidence so that we can believe one way or the other, do we not? Well, there's evidence in the Word of God for receiving Holy Spirit. There's evidence. Now, it doesn't say that you're going to do all of these things. But it says that there are things that are set apart when you have received Holy Spirit. That's between you and God. You and God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Okay? Receive it. First of all, will you receive that it's in there? And then second of all, will you receive Him? You see, there's a lot more to it than just saying it. You got to want it. This gift is for those who will receive it, who want it, who have to have it. Because there's life in it. And there's life more abundantly. That's what He came to do for us. Give us life and life more abundantly. Have you received that gift? Have you received that promise? Do you think on it? Do you dwell on it? Do you talk about it? You see, what you talk about tells people what you're thinking about. You can be a man or a woman of few words, but when you open your mouth, that tells people what's on your mind. You see, you don't have to be no preacher to preach the word. You don't have to be called to minister to preach the word. Because you see, we are all ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every one of us who believe. And when you receive, you get more power. Everybody like power? That ain't houses and land, okay? That ain't automobiles and tractors. That ain't a bigger bank account. That's spiritual power. That's spiritual power when you can stand when all others fade away. When you can stand and speak the truth regardless of what's going on around you or regardless of what's about to happen to you. It would do us good to study the apostles and how they stood for Jesus Christ in the face of a crucifixion or a beheading or a boiling in oil. Will you receive it? Will you receive that today? You see, it talks about the initial evidence over there in Acts 2. Y'all know. Y'all read it. I know all of y'all have read it. It said that they were all together in one accord in one place with one God, one Savior, one Holy Spirit. Sound like it was only one, don't it? They were all in one place, in one accord. They were all together, just like us in this room. It said that there was a sound of a rushing mighty wind. Boy, I'm going to tell you what, how many of y'all would run out of here if we had a sound of a rushing mighty wind? No. What you need to do is get on your knees and thank God. You need to stand up and raise your hands in the air and say, here I am, God, use me. I hear you. I hear you, Lord. I hear you. That sound of a rushing mighty wind. Now, grant you, they were in a building. I don't think they had air conditioning back then. Probably didn't even have fans, except the kind you work with your wrist. That's that one hand power. It says that they received Holy Spirit to that day and spoke with other tongues. But you see, it didn't stop there. It didn't stop there. That was just the initial evidence. And then they went out in power, didn't they not? What is that Jesus told them over in Acts 1? He said, go there and tarry till you receive power from on high. Have you received that power? Like I told you, people that know you real good, they're going to know if you received it or not. Because if it's in you, it's going to come out of you. You won't be able to help yourself. You'd be so happy about it. You'd be so elated about it. You'd want to tell everybody about it. Receive Him. Receive the Son. Receive Holy Spirit. You see, it matters not to me whether you speak in other tongues. It matters not to me if you cast out demons. It matters not to me any of those things about you. But it does matter to Him. It does matter to God. Because when you receive something that's personalized just for you, you will use it. You see, here's my personal gift today. I'm going to use it. I'm going to use Jesus Christ in my life as my personal Savior, my personal gift, and live for Him, try to do my utmost for His highest, everything that it says in this Word. And then I want to receive Holy Spirit for the power to walk in this world that hates me. Because you see, more and more in this world are not going to like you. You better get ready. You see it happening all around you. Just turn on the TV. Hate and anger. People that just spout it so that they can get elected. That's what excites people that live in the world. It ought not excite you at all. It ought to make you sick to your stomach. I quit watching it stuff 10 years ago or longer maybe. And I don't even turn on the TV hardly for weather anymore because they're wrong. They like the devil. They get your hopes up and then they throw you in the mud. Or in the dust here lately. Not no mud. I wish there was some mud. Receive him. Receive him this morning. Receive salvation. Play us that little ditty, huh? That you got back there, sound man, Daryl. The Father is waiting, okay? The Father is waiting. Jesus is waiting. All you have to do is come. You see, he's holding, not me, now don't look at me. Don't look at me. Look at Jesus. He had his arms spread out over here. And he says, come to me, all you who are weary. Those of you who are heavy laden, those of you who are heavy in heart, and I will give you rest. He says, take my yoke upon you. Learn from me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and I'll give you rest for your soul. He's the most glorious thing that will ever happen to you. He's the most glorious being in the universe. And he loves each and every one of us, just like we are. All he asks is just simply come. If you don't know him today, I want you to come. Come to these altars. This is the safest place you'll be on earth, is in an altar, is in a time of prayer to receive from him. Y'all stand with me. Let's get some blood pumping. To live for you will not turn back. We set our eyes upon the beauty. Jesus Christ is the most important person that ever happened to me. Right next to my sweet Lily. He is the most important person in my life and in my heart. Will you receive that in your life? Will you receive that in your spirit? Will you receive that to the point where nothing else matters except Christ and him crucified? Will you receive that? Will you receive Holy Spirit for that power that you need? But I'm going to tell you what, whether you come down here or not, you can still receive him. It's just that I want to remind y'all of something. Jesus hung naked upon a cross, crucified, his blood poured down in front of all mankind. He was not ashamed to say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Where are you today? He said, if you're ashamed of me before men, I'll be ashamed of you before my Father in heaven. Don't be ashamed of him. Go after him, folks. Let it play, brother. Father, ask your Lord to take the arrow of your word, Lord. You never miss the mark, Lord, in any heart. Let there be a bullseye, Lord, upon each and every heart in this place, Lord. Let that word, Lord, pierce them today, Lord. Pierce their hearts, Lord. Drive them to their knees, Lord. That they'll seek you, not your hand, Lord, but seek your face. Seek that relationship with you, Lord, that is like no other is simply out of this world. That relationship, Lord, that brings power of the Spirit. It brings power into our hearts and lives, Lord, where we stand, Lord, when all others, Lord, would fall and fail. For you are a glorious God. You are a glorious Savior. You are a glorious Spirit. Speak to us, Lord. Speak to our hearts today, Lord. Let that infilling, Lord, come upon them today, Father. That your Spirit, Lord, would infill them, Lord, in their heart of hearts, in their life, Lord, in every word that they speak, every thought that they think, Lord, that you infill them, Lord. Fill them up. Fill them up with your Spirit, oh God. So full, Lord, that it has to come out. Let us be full to overflowing, Lord. Full to overflowing with your Spirit, Lord, in our hearts. That we'll have that living water, Lord, that would be poured out upon a dry and thirsty land, Lord. A dry and thirsty relationship. A dry and thirsty point, Lord, where our parents, our children, our neighbors, all of those who surround us, Lord, they're going to see and they're going to know the difference. And they will come with questions, Lord, asking what has happened to you. And we will have the opportunity, Lord, to share with them the gifts that we have received. Gifts that mean more to us than life and breath. The gift of God the Son, Jesus Christ, and the gift of Holy Spirit who lives within us and comes out of us. Help us today, Lord. Help us in this place, Lord. You and you alone, Lord, you are glorified. You are lifted up, Lord, by our lives, by our hearts, by our worship, by our prayers. That each and every day, Lord, we come running after you, Lord. What's next, Lord, that we are supposed to be doing? Father, I ask you, Lord, to be upon every heart in this place today. Father, may their witness, Lord, be with power and authority, Lord, that they put on that blessed armor, Lord, that you have given to each and every one of us. And that, Father, that they will be able to use that armor, Lord, not only in the fight against the enemy, Lord, but to be able to use that armor, Lord, to win souls, to win a community, to win the families, to win their own families, to win our nation. And Father, I thank you for it, Lord. I pray, Lord, for every leader in our country, Lord, that you would save their souls, Lord, that you would change their hearts, their minds, their lives, and God, that it would show up, Lord, in the way that they act and do, the words that they speak, Father. Lord, that everything would change about them, Lord, and Lord, they would know, Lord, you as personal Savior, Jesus, and your words, Lord, would be what would come out of their mouth, Lord, not the hate, not the anger, not the lies, not the deceit. That there would be changes, Lord, that would be made, Lord, in them that would help change our nation back to what it should be and ought to be. Father, I ask you, Lord, to go with each and every one of us, Lord, as we leave this place today. May we step out, Lord, in new power in the Spirit and touch a heart and a life today for you. And Father, I give you all the praise, I give you glory, and I give you all the honor for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.